Peace be with you. And this is the Dean Show. We are at the Journey of Faith. I'm going to talk to some attendees here at the third annual Journey of Faith and get some reactions from the people. They're enjoying themselves. They're having a good time. Let me see if we can find somebody. How are you? How are you? Peace be with you.
I'm fine. Zakum lachem. Allah be with you as well.
Thank you. We just want to ask you a few questions.
No problem.
Tell us, what's been the overall reaction from a lot of the guest participants in this year's Journey of Faith?
Just from yesterday, we got a few emails over the info line, and they were pretty good. People were very supportive.
What's going on here?
Oh, Journey of Faith.
Peace be with you.
Walaikum salam. Peace be on you, too.
What do you got going on here?
Yes, Eddie. My name is Fauzia Muhammad, and I am the speakers and hospitality coordinator, and I also do the media and public relations for the Journey of Faith conference.
Praise be to God.
We got the Journey of Faith third annual Islamic conference, and this is the first time we're doing a three-day event in the same center that we have last year and before.
You having a good time?
Yeah, it's a very good time.
Five stars.
Is this exclusive just for Muslims, or are the not yet Muslims, the non-Muslims, are they participating also? Are they welcome?
Everybody's invited. Not yet Muslims and Muslims.
We have free invites to people of other faiths as well. They're always welcome to come in. We have special departments taking care of them. We have special side sessions. We have more side sessions than last year. So everything is more bigger than last year. So definitely there's higher attendance.
I heard what you just said.
Oh yeah, non-Muslims are welcome, and better than welcome, they're free as well to come. We have special sessions for them, special Q&A sessions with a lot of our speakers, one-on-one time with the speakers.
I heard that there's some special attention given to the not-yet-Muslims, the non-Muslims, that they're welcome here, they get in free food, special seating. Is this true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Special seating section for the not-yet-Muslims?
Oh yeah. Privileged seats right up front. In the VIP section, just for the non-Muslims.
We had a program where we were inviting non-Muslims to come and, you know, and not so much forcibly accept Islam, but to, you know, be given the opportunity to be presented Islam. And, you know, inshallah, we had a lot of people who actually took their shahada, and, you know, and personally I feel very blessed to be part of that process.
Yeah, they have a special accommodation right when they enter the venue at the first level. They are welcomed by a special team, special desk for them, and they are escorted down to a special seating very close to the stage. And they have special side sessions where they can ask questions, inquire about the religion, and any doubts they have, they can clear it out, and it's all for free for them. Yes.
Okay, you've got your dream home and you've got your dream car, but you're going to get old and things are going to happen to you in your life. And then what have you got? At the end of the day, it's an empty dream that has no real foundation. We are going to die and we're going to meet our Lord, and He is going to judge us.
It becomes an obligation for each single human being to find out what the Quran is. Islam is telling us to stay away from things which are bad for your person and bad for the society.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Come. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.
What's all these people doing here? What's going on?
Well, we're at the third annual Journey of Faith conference in Toronto, Canada, and this is our third and final day of the conference.
I heard this is open to everyone, Muslims, non-Muslims. You got special arrangements and free passes and food and all this good stuff for the not-yet-Muslims, non-Muslims. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. Absolutely. This is a project that we started 3 years ago, and the reason for this project, one of the many reasons, is to bring the Muslim community together, but it's also to bring the non-Muslims too, so we can show them what Islam is about. Islam is not just the religion, Islam is about hospitality and caring and building each other, building a nation together. So that's some of the mandates of the Journey of Faith Conference.
Everybody's invited, not yet Muslims and Muslims.
At the Journey of Faith, we're getting some responses, questions, seeing what's going on here. What are these Muslims, these Muslims doing over here? Actually, it's Muslims, and a Muslim is simply one who has acquired peace by submitting to the owner of peace, the one God. Let's talk to the people.
This is a Journey of Faith conference, annual conference, third annual conference. So basically bringing everybody from around the country, both Canada, United States, under one roof, and educating people about Islam.
This Muslim fest is going on. Every year they conduct this conference.
Some people think they say mosque, and they think like bomb-making factory. What do you got to say?
Astaghfirullah. No, it's very far from that. We are here to really establish and teach Islam and peace and really raise a community that with the right understanding of Islam, inshallah.
He just said it was what was that, sick, it was what else, crazy, but then he translated, he said that's awesome. What, that's like the new slang?
Yeah. And
now Islam seems to be the most misunderstood way of life in the world today, yet the fastest growing. Are you seeing more promotion of peace and harmony amongst the Muslims and non-Muslims? Are you hearing some kind of hate speech? Give us, be real with us. Tell us, did you hear any hate speech going on around here?
No, no hate speeches, no.
Is there any hate speech here against certain people who aren't Muslim or any of this nonsense?
No, none of that's going on here. We all, the Muslims and the non-Muslims, brothers in Islam and brothers in humanity, and we all welcoming everyone. No hatred, no problems. Peace.
Do I look like a hateful guy?
And that's exactly why we're inviting them, to clear out the misconception that that's not what's going on. So invite them, come ahead, see what it is firsthand, and you'll know that that's not what what the media says is not always true.
So no bombs in the masjid?
No, far away from that.
So you guys are seriously, earnestly trying to help develop a better understanding between the non-Muslims and the Muslims?
Yeah, that's exactly. That's one of the visions of this conference when we started, was to clear out the misconceptions and even invite all people of all faiths and to give a proper understanding of what Islam is, contrary to what a popularly believed this is.
Absolutely not. Every speaker has spoken about peace, how Islam brings peace to everyday life.
I asked some of them about their view and they were so pleased.
The not yet Muslims, the non-Muslims, they're real happy, the response you're getting?
Yes, they were very happy. I've spoken to a few of them, and they were very happy. And a few of them already become Muslims.
Give me a hug now, give me a hug.
This is the time that you hug your sister.
They accepted Islam.
They accepted Islam, few of them, yes.
Are the not yet Muslims, those who aren't of Islam, they, you know, they don't understand it, but you know what, they like the idea that, hey, I want to worship one God. I want to do the good that God wants me to do. And they like what Islam has to say about calling people to good, staying away from bad things. Are they invited to come and, you know, come to the mosque and dialogue and, you know, check it out?
Absolutely. Indeed, actually, there we had a lot of requests about Islam, information of Islam, copy of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, we have been able to reach many non-Muslim or not Muslim yet. And a lot of them have become accepted Islam.
So for those non-Muslims that weren't able to attend it this year, the Journey of Faith, are you guys going to have a Journey of Faith, God willing, for? And if you want to extend the invitation for them for next year, go ahead.
If people think that we're hateful, I invite them to come check us out, see for yourself whether we talk about hate or we're talking about love.
So yeah, we'll inshallah, which means God willing, we'll have another conference next year. We generally have it in the first week of July. You can go to our website at journeyconference.com. Any queries you have, you can email at info@journeyconference.com and we can take care of you. And you're all welcome and invited to be there for the next year if you're not here this year.
Building relationships with people around us and flourishing as a community.
This is a really good place. I wish they attend next year.
So once we get to learn about the fundamentals of Islam and we come to a conference such as Journey of Faith, for instance, we get to know the basics of Islam in its purest form, and that's to worship God without any partners whatsoever. So at the end of the day, what it boils down to is hype wrong information being given to the media, stereotypical information being sprayed around, and that's one of the things that we need to get rid of.
Who wants to turn Muslim, it's a good place to come here because they can learn, and they can learn more about being a Muslim.
It's a good place to learn about Islamic.
It's a really great place to go, and inshallah you should make it next year.
Muslims is just a person who submits to the one God.
Yes, the person who submits to the one God, who believes that none has the right to be worshipped except the one God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God.
A Muslim like Jesus, Moses, Abraham, is one who consciously submits not to a man, to a monkey, but to the creator of the heavens and earth.
That's a really good place, and they should attend next year, because we're learning about the deen and other stuff.
This conference, convention, is for everybody.
And we encourage everybody, inshallah, come down and try to visit.
It is true, and especially for the non-Muslims, we want to show them what Islam is all about.
The not yet Muslims who are out there who didn't make it this year, I heard it's free, you get free food, you get the hospitality. What can you give them the invitation for next year? Do you think it's a good idea for them to attend?
Oh, absolutely. I was here last year also, and I made the effort to come here again. And inshallah, I also purchased a DVD set to spread, share with other non-Muslims, or Muslims and non-Muslims who could not make it here. Definitely, if you, they have this annual conference every year, the 4th of July weekend, definitely make the effort to come here. It's well worth it, and inshallah, it will change your life.
Five stars too. Five stars too. Five stars.
And this is what our Almighty is telling us, to help each other. As a human being, we are all one family, family of Adam. So we have to take care of each other. If one is falling behind, so we have to bring in the person on board so he can catch up with us in a good life and good manners.
Check this out. Islam, ISLAM. Islam says love all mankind, but you first got to love the Creator. And how do you get His love? You got to submit to His will. You got to do and acquire peace from the owner of peace, the one God. Thank you very much. All right. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you too.
So for the people that couldn't make it here, we encourage them to come next year, but where else can they go to get good, authentic information? Website, TV show, what do you recommend?
Absolutely, go to thedeanshow.com. It here is basically the shows held in Chicago, and those people who cannot make it in Chicago, it's aired on thedeanshow.com. Every week there's a new guest on your show. I watch it very, I'm a good, big fan of your show, so alhamdulillah, that's a great work you guys are doing.
Thank you very much, alhamdulillah, peace be unto you.
Peace be unto you, assalamu alaikum.
I would recommend Dean Show, and this is not just to please you, I'm telling you the truth, and I saw once, and now from now on, I'll be watching that program, no matter what. It's wonderful.
Peace be with you, thank you very much.
Thanks, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Muslim, if you don't want to be a Muslim, whatever you want to be, you can come to the conference and you can get in for free.
Advice is get your ticket as soon as you can. I mean, Journey of Faith, personally for me, is one of those events that the entire year you're looking forward to, you want to attend, that you don't want to miss. It's one of those functions that really, not only so much that you sit in for the lectures, but connected to people. You know, being in North America and being a society where, you know, everybody's running out to, you know, to get their earnings, it's very hard many times to get, you know, acquainted with new friends or even catch up with old ones. So alhamdulillah, functions like Journey of Faith and other Islamic events that throughout the year are what we look forward to as Muslims, alhamdulillah.
You will be a special guest here. It's open for everybody. Come and see. If you didn't make it this year, make it next year. And we'll see you. God willing. Peace. Thank you very much. May God Almighty Allah reward you in abundance for all your hard work.
Barakallahu feekum and jazakum Allah for coming again then.
Visit the Muslims anytime. Don't be scared. Don't be timid. Go into your local masjid. Come here to the Journey of Faith. You weren't able to make it this year. Try to come next year and see all these wonderful people. And they're here just collaborating together, not to preach hate, not to preach nonsense rhetoric. They're here to establish peace by submitting to the owner of peace, the one God, the God of all that exists, the God of Abraham, Noah, Moses, Jesus Christ, and the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him. Visit the Muslims. visit the Muslims. Don't be shy. Come and visit the Muslims.
Peace, the solution for humanity. Eternity.